But that north side restaurant, they just set everything on the table.
And he begins like this. Which shall afford is the cemetery you were talking about? Which
Dawson Cemetery?
Dawson Cemetery
is on East Shallowford, about a mile from Highway 5 on East Shallowford. And the Gresham Cemetery, where we bury, where my people are buried, is on West Shallowford Road, about 2 miles on the left on Shallowford. And Gresham Cemetery used to belong to an old, where it got its name, it belonged to an old colored man, that land here. And they have a colored cemetery in the back and the white cemeteries in the front. And I understand this old colored man, Isham Gresham, gave that land for the cemetery. And I reckon that's why they call it Gresham Cemetery. My grandfather's buried there. My grandmother, my mother and daddy, and I have a sister that died when she was 8 years old that's buried there. And I have an uncle that's buried there and his wife. And then I have an aunt that will be buried there, the only aunt that I have living, and her husband and son. And then I have my daddy's sister that was buried there and her husband. So it's quite a number of our family that's buried there. And both of my brothers, and one of my sisters will probably be buried there because we already have our lots fixed.
Is that your youngest sister?
No, she's got a lot in a Cherokee Memorial Park. My oldest sister will be the one that's buried there, and maybe my second sister. So there's quite a number of our relatives buried in the cemetery. Of course, other people bury there that's not relatives. I guess that cemetery has been there close to 100 years. Imagine that.
Jenna and I were talking on the way out. We were coming by Dawson Cemetery, and she was saying she wondered when Atlanta really started moving out this way a lot. Of course, it already has, but even more so. These small family cemeteries like that, what'll happen to them?
They'll stay there. They'll stay there.
What about these big shopping centers and everything that buy up all the land? And
well,
they won't have all these little plots around, will they?
You can't disturb a cemetery. Now, there's two.
That's a lot.
The old two people up that's buried on the top of the hill, they can be moved. But you've got to go through the process, even though those people have been buried there almost 100 years. You can move them, but they'll have to be moved and put in a cemetery. We've already discussed that before, and they can be moved, but you can't just go in there and just take a bulldozer and just, you've got to go through the process of moving them. Any remains that's in there that you've got to move it, the way I understand it.
But that's kind of bad if they came through and moved you when that's where you wanted to be.
these cemeteries, they can't move, tear those cemeteries up. It's like Westview, they can't. They've got in the process of making those roads out there, they never did bother any grave. Now, when they